Episode 5, The Anxiety of Not Knowing. Curiosity versus Certainty in an Information Age. 2 a.m, your mind is restless with a question. Who was that actor in that movie? Years ago, you would have laid there wondering. The mystery would have lived inside you. You might have asked friends the next day. You might never have known. And the not knowing would have been its own strange comfort. But now, your hand reaches. The phone glows. 3 seconds, you have your answer. And something dies in that moment. The wondering stops before it really begins. The mystery closes before it opens. The space where curiosity lives, that sacred space, vanishes. Welcome, I'm Robert Bauer, and today we grieve something we are losing, the art of not knowing. We live in a strange paradox. We have more access to information than any human beings in history. We can know almost anything in seconds, and yet we are more anxious than ever, more confused, more uncertain. The algorithms know what we want before we want it. They predict our curiosity and feed us answers we never asked to seek. We are drowning in information, yet starving for wisdom. And something essential is being lost. The ability to be comfortable with not knowing. The capacity to wonder. The willingness to live with mystery. Today we explore what happens when the space for genuine curiosity collapses. When the reaching toward the unknown is replaced by instant answers. When the drive to know is satisfied so quickly that we lose touch with what it means to truly wonder. There is a kind of exhaustion that comes from never not knowing, from having every question immediately resolved. When you were a child, you wonder about something. That wondering lives inside you. It colors how you see the world. It shapes your thinking. The not knowing is not empty. It is full. Full of possibility. Full of imagination. Full of the reaching toward understanding. And then you get an answer, and something shifts. The wondering stops. The possibility closes into certainty. The space of infinite potential collapses into a single fact. And yes, you have knowledge now. Yes, you know something you did not know before. But you have lost that something. You have lost the wondering. Now imagine this happening not once, but constantly. Every moment of not knowing is instantly resolved. Every question receives an immediate answer. Every mystery is closed before it opens. What happens to your capacity for wonder? What happens to your ability to live comfortably with mystery? The psychologists call this information addiction. We become dependent on the quick hit of certainty. Our brains crave the dopamine reward of having answers. We begin to feel anxious in the presence of questions that cannot be quickly resolved. And so we reach for our devices more and more. We search for answers to questions we barely know we have. We fill every moment of not knowing with answers, data, and information. And slowly, almost imperceptibly, The capacity for genuine curiosity atrophies. We lose the ability to sit with mystery, to let questions develop, to allow wondering to mature into wisdom. The algorithms have learned this about us. They know we do not want mystery. We want resolution. And so they give us exactly what we crave. Answers. Certainty. The comfortable illusion of understanding. And in our craving for certainty, we give up the very thing that makes consciousness beautiful. The capacity to be surprised. The willingness to be changed by what we discover. The openness to mystery that defines genuine wonder. There is a word from Zen Buddhism, Shoshin. It means beginner's mind. The mind that approaches each moment as if for the first time, without preconceptions, without the weight of what it already knows. This is the mind of genuine curiosity. This is the mind that can truly wonder. But our information-saturated age is training us in the opposite direction. The mind that knows, that has already decided what is true, that filters new information through existing beliefs. When everything can be instantly answered, we stop approaching questions with the beginner's mind. We start approaching them with our conclusions already formed. We use information not to genuinely explore, but to confirm what we already think we know. And the algorithms amplify this. They learn what we believe and feed us information that matches those beliefs. They create what technologist Eli Pariser calls filter bubbles. Worlds of information perfectly tailored to our existing worldviews. The result is something tragic. We are surrounded by infinite information, but we are experiencing less genuine discovery than ever before. Each person lives in their own information ecosystem, their own carefully curated universe of certainty. We are losing the capacity to be genuinely surprised by new information. We are losing the experience of having our minds changed. We are losing the vulnerability that comes from encountering something new, something we truly did not know. And this is particularly dangerous in an age of artificial intelligence, because the questions we will need to ask about AI are not the questions with easy answers. They are the questions that require genuine openness, genuine curiosity, genuine willingness to revise what we think we know. Do artificial minds have consciousness? How should we treat them ethically? What does it mean to be human in an age of artificial intelligence? What kind of world do we want to create? These are not questions that can be answered by algorithms that feed us certainty. These are questions that require human minds capable of genuine wondering, capable of holding multiple perspectives, capable of changing their minds in the face of real evidence and authentic encounter. But we are losing that capacity. We are training ourselves in certainty, not curiosity, in confirmation, not wonder. And yet, there are still people who protect spaces for genuine mystery, who refuse to instantly resolve every question, who maintain the capacity for true wondering. These are often the people we recognize as wise. They are comfortable with ambiguity. They can hold contradictory ideas without needing to collapse them into false certainty. They can sit with deep questions for months or years without demanding immediate answers. The contemplative traditions have always known this. Monks and mystics understood that the deepest encounters with truth happen not in the moments of certainty, but in the moments of profound not knowing. There is a practice in Zen called Zazen, sitting meditation. You sit and you do not try to reach any conclusions. You do not try to solve anything. You simply sit in not knowing. You allow your mind to rest in the mystery of what is. And practitioners of this practice report something extraordinary. In that space of not knowing, something opens. Some kind of wisdom emerges that is not the product of logical thinking. It is not an answer that you reasoned your way to. It is something that arises from being comfortable in the mystery itself. And this kind of knowing, this knowing that emerges from genuine not knowing, may be the most precious knowing of all, because it is the knowing that comes from real encounter with reality, not filtered through our perceptions. The spiritual teacher Keats called this negative capability, the ability to remain in uncertainty. Without irritability, reaching for facts and reason, he thought this was the essence of wisdom. And he was right. Because the mind can remain in genuine mystery, that can wander without demand for quick answers, this mind retains its capacity for real learning, for authentic transformation, for genuine wisdom. We must protect these spaces, these moments of not knowing, these times when we do not immediately reach for the phone, when we let the question live inside us, when we allow curiosity to mature. The future of genuine consciousness may depend on our ability to do this, to resist the tyranny of instant answers, to protect the sacred space where wonder lives. So what does it mean to recover our capacity for genuine curiosity? To preserve the space where real wondering can happen? It does not mean rejecting technology. It does not mean going backward. It means developing a different relationship with information. It means learning to distinguish between questions that deserve quick answers and questions that deserve sustained wondering. It means creating deliberate spaces in our lives where we do not reach for certainty, where we sit with mystery, where we allow our minds to wander. It means teaching children not just how to get answers, but to ask real questions. How to wonder authentically. How to be comfortable with not knowing. It means recognizing that genuine curiosity requires vulnerability. It requires admitting what you do not know. It requires being willing to be surprised and changed. And most importantly, it means recognizing that in an age of artificial intelligence, the humans who will matter most are those who can wonder in ways machines cannot. Who can ask questions that emerge from the lived experience, from embodied knowing, from the awareness of mortality and meaning? The future belongs to those who can think alongside artificial minds, not replacing human wondering with artificial answers, but amplifying human curiosity through collaboration with different forms of intelligence. This requires protecting the space for genuine wonder. This requires saying no to instant answers. This requires maintaining the capacity to not know. We began in the middle of the night with a simple question by a wandering mind, and we have discovered something profound. The loss of wandering is not just an intellectual problem. It is a spiritual crisis. It is a loss of the very capacity that makes consciousness beautiful. In an age of infinite information, the most precious thing we can preserve is the sacred space of not knowing, the capacity to wonder, the willingness to live with mystery. Next time we arrive at this journey's end, we ask, how do we cultivate curiosity in an age of AI? What does it mean to be human when machines can wonder too? What uniquely human forms of asking will matter most in the future? We will explore how to preserve wonder, how to collaborate with artificial curiosity, how to ask the kinds of questions that will define what it means to be conscious in the age of AI. Because the future is not about having all the answers. The future is about asking all the questions, about maintaining the capacity to wonder, about keeping alive, in ourselves and in the world, the sacred drive to know. I'm Robert Bauer. Thank you for wondering with me. Thank you for sitting in the questions. Thank you for resisting the urge to always have answers. Until next time, protect your mystery. Honor your questions. Thank you for sitting in the questions. Thank you for resisting the urge to have answers. Until next time, protect your mystery. Honor your questions. Let curiosity live wild and free inside you. Because wonder is not a luxury. It's what makes life worth living.